Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, November 18, 1946, general elections were held in Barbados, the first to be contested under the Bush experiment. After the legislature had been prorogued on October 1st by Governor Bush, three political parties contested the elections: the Barbados Labour Party, led by Grantley Adams, the West Indian National Congress Party, led by Winter Crawford, and the Barbados Electors Association, led by Jack Wilkinson, which was the conservative bastion of the mercantile and planter elite. During this era, elections in Barbados were held every 2 years, and only persons who were qualified were entitled to vote. The electorate therefore consisted of the middle and upper classes, as the qualification bar was an income of £20 per year. It was a closely fought election. The Barbados Labour Party won 9 seats, the West Indian National Congress Party 7 seats, the Barbados Electors Association 6 seats, and two independents were also successful at the polls. With no single party having a clear majority in Parliament, a coalition government was formed between the Barbados Labour Party and the West Indian National Congress Party to avoid a return to the polls. Leader of the Barbados Labour Party, Grantley Adams, commanded the majority in the House and was selected by Acting Governor Honorable J.D. Rankin to submit 4 names for membership of the Executive Committee. Adams and Hugh Springer represented the Barbados Labour Party, and Winter Crawford and H.D. Blackman represented the Congress Party. The submission of 4 names from the majority party was an initiative of Sir Henry Grattan Bush, Governor of Barbados from 1941 to 1946. He was also a lawyer and a former legal advisor to the Colonial and Dominion Office. During his tenure as governor, he sought to reform and modernize the traditional old representative system by establishing a more democratic, semi-ministerial system of government. These systemic changes were dubbed the Bush experiment and heralded a new era in electoral politics and governance in Barbados. The Executive Committee, the key policy decision-making body in the country, would now be composed of black middle-class leaders representing the majority party in the House. Thus, the election on this day, November 18, 1946, ushered in one of the early initiatives for democratic governance in the modern era. The attainment of universal adult suffrage in 1950 and ministerial government in 1954 would follow to complete the democratic process.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.